Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, Dr. Bloom had just finished with his introductory comments and started the study of verse 3. Let's pick up from there today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
We're in Titus chapter 3, the final chapter of this book. And so today, as we look at chapter 3, I just want to get started at looking at a few things here, just kind of a, you might say, review, where we review where we have been, okay? A review of where we have been. All right, now, the chapter started out, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, every good work. If it's good, not good in man's eyes, good in God's eyes, then you'd be ready to do it. Then he says in verse 2, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts, that is a different kind of lust, and pleasures, came servants to pleasure. When we should have been in church, we were servants to pleasure. When we should have been reading our Bible, we were servants to pleasure. When we should have been a witness, we were servant to pleasure. And so, you just see some things there in that verse there that, you know, sometimes this is what you were. And so, and he said, had to do that, living in malice, envy, hateful, hating one another. Now, as you know, we covered this verses already, so you can go to our website and look it up, and if you missed the radio program, you can follow it, what we had to say on here on this third verse. And then we get on to verse 4. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. Okay. It's for whosoever will, because it was the love of our Savior toward men. Once it appeared, that is, when Jesus Christ came and he died for our sins, was buried and rose from the dead, provided a way of salvation. God, our Savior. After that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. And he'll go on to say in the next verse, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Now, those are some great words there, and I just love reading those things, and they are. They're very, very good. Well, so last time we were looking here, and we're looking at verses 3 and 4, talking about the things that were going on there. And so, in looking at behavior as becometh holiness, this third chapter, as a Christian means Christ-like, as a local church, before the world, we ought to be Christ-like before the world, as well as before one another, we ought to be Christ-like. And before anybody else says anything, before the world, people should know that we don't do, and they don't expect us to do, what they do, the evil, the things that's already been discussed here in the preceding verses. See, carnal, unholy living, lasciviousness, you know, that anything goes philosophy. We've got grace, we've got mercy, we've got liberty to do those things now. We've got grace. They're no longer sin, I guess, as far as what they're thinking of, but they are. And just because somebody has misapplied the scriptures to try to make you think something else, and they do that because they know a lot of people, they're still walking in the flesh, and so if they can get a scripture to okay what they're doing wrong, they will do it in a heartbeat. And so you find that that's what happens. And so he said there in verse 3, now let me read that again. For we ourselves also were sometime foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lust and pleasure, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. And, my friend, that's the way we were. Now, sometimes people will look down at people that come in there. Somebody comes into your church, and maybe that man has long hair and a beard, and that lady is, she's got tattoos, and she's got metal on her face, and all these things of that nature. And, man, you kind of standoffish, and you might even say, welcome to my church, or you might say, thank you for coming, if you talk to them. And they'll see you standing around talking to other people almost right there in the same room with you if it's in a Sunday school class, and they'll hear you talking and laughing and everything, but they're kind of excluded as they're sitting there because they're different. Well, they need somebody to take them under their wing and show them how to walk according to the Word of God. Love their soul. Don't forget, such were some of you. You may not be that now, but such were some of you in several of these things. For an example, listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, because this is speaking of the membership, mind you, of one local church. Now listen to these people of this one local church, where the Holy Spirit, through the pen of the Apostle Paul, states to this Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? And be not deceived, neither fornicators. Now let me just stop there. Fornication. Some refer to that as sexual experience between two unmarried people. And that's partially correct. I mean, that is what is. That word fornication comes from the Greek word porneia, from which we get our word pornography. It is actually sexual sin of any kind. And so, some of you, we're fornicators. You have a list of sexual sin. Now, you may be listening to there and say, yeah, you know what? I remember, you know, I was hooked on pornography, you say. Or you might say, well, yeah, I had a relationship with this girl or with this man before I got married. I had this, I had that. And other things that, you know, those things of the past, they can hurt in one of two ways. One way is that it becomes a hurt because you overcame it, and that's great. That's a blessing. But it was through Christ you overcame. But now when you see people that have that life You look down your nose at him. Shake your head. Like, I don't want that person walking in our church. Okay. And I told the folks not too long ago, the whole gay movement says we're going to go and sit in their church. What do you think of that? I'd say, boy, that's great, man. They'll get to hear the gospel. And they'll find out Jesus Christ can save them from that sinful, fornicating, terrible, terrible lifestyle, that terrible sin. God can save from that. I believe that. Why wouldn't I believe it? The Bible teaches it. But God can save them. So, we see here, as he's talking to these people, some were fornicators. He says, be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, that is cheating in marriage, or cheating with a married person, nor effeminate, and the idea is homosexual sin, nor abusers of themselves of mankind. This can be the sexual predator. This can be the sin, sexual sin of any kind. And then he goes on and says, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers. Now the revelers there, it has a various applications, but the idea here, this is the social drinking, partying crowd. Now they may get drunk. They may get very drunk. Sometimes they had drinking parties. And who could drink the most? And before they passed out, I guess. I don't know how that was. But they called that the same as here, revelers. But yet, it wasn't limited to just that. As a matter of fact, as often, if not more often, it was referring to those that drank, partied, maybe got drunk, maybe didn't. It was social drinking, and it was partying at the same time. And of course, that is never, never, never right. And so there are those that are trying to write books. There's some that have either colleges, they have churches, preachers that have already crossed that line, said, you know, it's all right to social drink. The sin is only if you get drunk. That's what the Bible teaches against. Listen, somebody that tells you that, somebody that takes that stand, is being a false prophet. I don't know if they're consistently a false prophet, but they're saying that. They are deceived. Now, you don't want to listen to a deceiver. Somebody that's deceived, fully deceived, teach you.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm